So one last din about the Bezdin of Chalitza. It's a Peldic din here. And it tells us that even though the Bezdin of Chalitza we spoke about last week is more kal than any other Bezdin, because you can have it with Hedyotos, you don't need smicha, but there's a Chumra in Chalitza that you don't find in any other din in the Torah, in any other Bezdin. Stam a Bezdin, so the halacha is, in Sanhedrin, is that it can't be a Geirim. You can't have Geirim being a Bezdin, because the Pasuk says about a Melech that it has to be Mekarev Achecha. Can't have a Ger being a king. So too, Rashi points out, so too a Dayan is also a type of a Melech, and therefore he also can't be a Ger. However, the Gemara tells us, if Imo Miyisrael, means if even Imo Miyisrael, of course, his father is not a ger, he could be a dayan. But even if his father's a ger, but his mother was born Jewish, so he could be a dayan, because then it's called bekerav achecha, right? It's part of the family. He's part of the family. He's related because through his mother's side, he's biologically connected to Klal Yisrael. But the Gemara says by Chalitza it's not that way. By Chalitza, since it says V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael, there's an extra word B'Yisrael. It tells us that by a Bezdin Chalitza we're more machmer, and it has to be that both his father and his mother are from Yisrael and not Geirim. Both parents can't be Geirim of this dayan. So it's a pella. It's really a pella. That there's nobody else to have a din like that. That the both parents of the Dayanim can't be Geirim. Like, why on earth is that? It's like it's a very strange thing. Right here, we have the most coolest here. It's a Bezdin, it's more a symbolic Bezdin, and yet it has the Chumrah that both parents of the Dayanim have to be Jews from birth. Why is that? So many kashas. The Rashi was very bothered here. He says, what are you talking about? How could it be that you could be a melech? You could be the melech of Klal Yisrael if your mother's Jewish. To be on a bezin of chalitza, it has to be that both of your parents are Jewish. Like, what is that? Tosus is also bothered, right? Different from a different mahalchim here. We're just going to talk about the Pashat. The Pashat is what Rashi says in the Gemara. You actually need that both all the Dayanim have both parents Yisrael, Rashi says, Yisrael mikol tzadav. So the Tosfos says, we never find that in Torah, right? If you learn Kiddushin, you know that Yichus is Mishpachosam Leveis Avosam. It goes by the father, and it just goes by the father, right? If the father's a Kohen, you're a Kohen. It doesn't go by the mother, right? If the father is straight Ben Acher Ben, you know, from Yotzei Mitzrayim, what do I care? The mother was a ger, now the kid can't be a dayan on a chalitza? What is that? Right, the Ran points something out. You find in the Tosefta. It says everything goes by the father. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, and ger. Ger goes by the father. What does that mean to say? Is that if a person is from his father a ger, so the Ran learns, not everyone learns this, halacha, we actually don't somech on this, but a ger, whose father's a ger, is mutter to marry a mamzeres. He doesn't have that din, and he can't marry a mamzeres. But you need both parents. Where do you find both parents? The other big kasha is, just bothering me, is how do we do chalitza b'sman hazeh? If you needed to go mikol tzadav, the way Rashi said, you have to be completely biologically part of Klal Yisrael, so none of us, no one could do that. Who knows? Right? How does... Right? It has to be from both sides. If it's both matrilineal and patrilineal, so we're totally finished. Right? Who doesn't come from Geirim? Right? Tosus Yishanim on the side here, he says he has a suffix. Does this go back more than one generation? Assuming it goes back more, you're finished. Even if it just would go, right? The whole din is just a funny din. How does anyone know? Right? If it would go back previous generations, you'd always have this problem. Halacha, we don't assume that way. Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, the way Post can take it is that a dayan just needs that both of his parents were born Jewish, and they each have a parent who is Yisrael. meaning as long as if he has one grandparent who is a ger, that's okay. But it has to be that each of his parents has a parent who is biologically Jewish.
What if they're non-Jewish?
Not through gerus.
What if they have a grandparent that's non-Jewish?
So that won't be better than a ger. That'll be as bad as
a
ger.
Would that be worse than a ger?
Would it be worse than a girl? L'chayre not. So you have to... It's a pill, what kind of din it is. But then I saw something else that got me even more confused here. Tosus quotes the Gemara. Ksuvus mem dala. The Gemara is talking about Nara Murasa. Nara Murasa, there's a din that she gets skila. But it's dafka if this Nara... who was Mazana, this married woman who was Mazana, it's Dafka if she was Yisrael. It says, because it says, Ki Nivala Asta B'Yisrael. She did Nivala in Yisrael, that she's Yisrael, but she's not Yisrael. She doesn't have the din Arama Rasa. So the Gemara says, what's Yisrael? Yisrael means that she was Horasa V'Leidasa B'Kedusha. She was conceived B'Kedusha. If both her parents are Gerim, she'd still be Yisrael. But if she was Megayer, if the mother was Megayer while she was expecting, so it was Leidasa B'Kedusha without her Rasa B'Kedusha, that's not called B'Yisrael. To be B'Yisrael, you need that it came from two parents who had Kedushas Yisrael. The father was Yisrael and the mother was Yisrael, even if they're Gerim. But Lameisa, that daughter has a din of Yisrael. You don't find that they have to be biological. It's Yisrael. Yisrael doesn't mean biologically. It just means that they were born from Kedushas Yisrael. Oh, so the bigger kash gets bigger, and this brings us back to Perek Nosin Al Hanusa. So I didn't have time to say anything about this parak, but now you can say just something about this parak. One of the soldiers in Nosin Al Hanusa is that in order to have Yivam, children of Gerim, they'll only be Yivam if there was Harasa V'Leidasa B'Kedusha. Meaning to say that if you have two Gerim who get married and have two sons, then there will be Yivam if one of those sons dies without children. But Dafka, if they were both the parents from a Gayer before they conceived these two sons. If not, so there won't be Yibum. Right? Why there won't be Yibum is really pretty posh, right? If the mother wasn't Jewish, so they weren't even born Jewish. If the father's father wasn't Jewish, so they're not brothers Menahav. They're not Achim Menahav. Okay, so that's pretty posh. In the Sefri, it says, and the fact it says, Lo Yimach Shmo B'Yisrael, you find there would be Yisrael by Yibum. From here we see there's no Yivam unless it was Horasa V'Leidasa B'Kedusha. It has to be that both parents were Yisrael, that they were both Megayer before they conceived this baby. Right? But Gerim, right? We saw the parents with Feirish that the children of Gerim do have a din of Yisrael. Then the kasha gets bigger in the Hemshech of the Sifri. It says even more. It says, V'nikra Shemo B'Yisrael. It says, just like we told you, Yisrael has to be Kulo Yisrael, the Gabi Yivam, so too Dayanim have to be completely Yisrael. We learn from V'nikra Shemo B'Yisrael that Dayanim, who are Gerim, can't be Dayanim. So it's a pal. It seems to be Beferish Stira, that Yisrael, it just means that they're born into Kedushas Yisrael, or conceived into Kedushas Yisrael. It doesn't mean they have to have parents who are biologically Jewish. So what's pshat? It's just a pella. The whole thing's a pella. So I just had a machshava. Maybe what the Sefri is saying, maybe how to learn the sugya. There's a big chiddush here. Bigger Yisrael, what we're seeing is Yisrael, by Nara Murasa, by Yivam, Yisrael means is that from the conception the person was a Yisrael. Right? A ger, it's not that a ger isn't Yisrael, objectively, but if you're going to give someone a name Yisrael, it means that they're born into it. Right? Like if you have a, I don't know, if someone's an American. Right? A Mexican, if he comes to America, he's still a Mexican. I mean, I don't know. You wouldn't say, oh, this is an American. This is a Mexican. I'm just saying what people would call it, because Lamais, you're saying, where were you born? What are you? When you're conceived, that's when you get your stamp of this is what you are. You're conceived as a Yisrael. You are a Yisrael. You're a guy. You can't call you a Yisrael. Okay, you have Kedushas Yisrael. That's true. You have Kedushas Yisrael, but the shame. Who's your national identity by what you were born into is we're not going to call you Yisrael. At least for when we have the special extra word, Yisrael tells me you got to be from time of conception, and therefore for Yibum you have to have both parents being of Yisrael. So that's the base thing of Yisrael. Now we come to the Dayanim. So now we have an extra word Yisrael, but we already know that it needs two parents Yisrael, because to be a Dayan Bechlal, you already have to have a both parents. It says you need to be a kasher from Malchus, which means you have to have been born from a kasher bia. Therefore, you have to have had both parents Jewish at the time of the bia. And there's also the mikarev achecha. You have to have at least the mother not being a giyoris. Has to be biologically that you're connected. You're biologically connected to Klal Yisrael through the mother. So that you already need. So what does the extra Yisrael tell you? So it tells you there's another din. There's a din of being kulo Yisrael, meaning that it's time conception, both Yisrael from the father's side and the mother's side, right? This din of kulo Yisrael is a biological Yisrael. So we find it by, you know, sometimes it's yichus, right? We said yichus tam l'mishchos beis avosam. But there's a different din of biological Yisrael, right? Mikarev achecha from Malchus and Dayanus. Mikarev achecha means you have to biologically be part, right? I also imagine, like, if you want to be a king, you got to be one biological family with the people you're being a king over, right? So too by Bikurim. And Bikurim, there's a din that a ger can't say Mekri Bikurim. He's a Yid, completely a Yid. But Lameisa from Mekri Bikurim, part of Mekri Bikurim, you say the whole story of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and now you gave this, and then you gave the land to our fathers. I was saying to Lameisa, it's not his father. Biologically, this is not his father. Okay, we call it, right, the emesis, la-halacha, we say that Avram's Avhamon Gerim, but Lameisa, the Mishnah says in Bikurim, the Mishnah says that it's not called Av. It's not called Av. There's a different din of biological Yisrael that the full Yisrael is. What's full Yisrael? Full Yisrael, when we have this extra ribuy on Dayanim, more than we already know what a Dayan needs, is to tell me you have to be a Yid that you were born into. Your time of conception, you have two parents who are biologically part of Klal Yisrael. So that's the drasha, and that seems to be the chiddush here. What's just amazing is that there's no other din like that. You know, it's just a pella din. So I just thought it was a pella. The din was a pella. You know, it was just in the rash was just bothered, like the time of the cry is bothered by. You know, so I'll just say a vart. I don't have more than a vart to say. But I saw what Rav Hirsch says. He just says the vart. It's why here? Why is Dayanim here? So I'll tell you, he says a little bit, but I'll be most. He just says the whole din of Yibum is a din of the biological connection of Yisrael, right? Why? Because right, the whole thing is Achim, right? The whole thing is responsibility of one Ach for the other, right? The whole V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael, as he says, Lo Yimach Shmo B'Yisrael, is that the continuation in Yisrael, right? That Yisrael is like that. This is. It's a biological din of responsibility, one for the other. It's interesting. Someone told me it's such a beautiful bar. I heard from my brother Danny. Danny, this is something I thought it was Pasha Pasha. Chalitza. What's the whole chalitza about? What was chalitza? What is it symbolizing? So I'll just tell you, Pasha. There's different things said, but just very Pasha. Ki yeshvu achim yachdav. You have two brothers living together, right? right? Chazal Darshan, that it's even more than two brothers, but Pshuta, right? But if not for the, for a Rebu, it's saying two brothers living together. They're living together, and then what happens? One of the brothers dies, right? So one of the brothers dies, and what do we do? And we say that a living brother has a chiyuv to the brother who's died. Oh, so what do we do? We're showing what he's doing wrong. We're giving like mustard spinning at him, saying you do something wrong. She takes off his shoe, right? Because we know the Gemara has a lashon brak kara davua, that a son is the foot of his father, right? So this house, right? That's two. This house has two feet. They have two sons, and one dies. It's like 2 feet, and she's taking off from one of the feet. She's taking off the shoe. I say, look at this, you're supposed to be like 2 feet. This is a base cholotanal. This is a bias. It's not acting like a bias. It's cholotanal. It's like 2 feet, but they're not acting like 2 feet. It's a person with 2 feet and one shoe. That's where your house is. You know, it's a lack of response. That's not responsibility. So the idea is that when Nikar Shmo be Yisrael, the chalitza is somehow a tzmura for Yivam. It's when Nikar Shmo be Yisrael, with Yava, but we're saying it's like we want it to be Yisrael. We want these Dayanim or symbolically being, they are completely Yisrael. They're like the most citizens of Yisrael and representative of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is saying that you're not doing your role as part of Klal Yisrael. So that was a thought. You know, Rav Hirsch is an amazing sefer. You know how he does that? I don't know if you ever learn Rav Hirsch, but it'll take these drushes that are like. That's just machshava. Oh, so an important din here, halacha lemaisa, not well known. The din of the shoe for chalitza, right? Does it have to be out of leather? Could it be other things? Not so pashit. And also, this is very nogeya by Avelis and by Yom Kippur. Can you wear sneakers on, right? Everyone assumes that on Yom Kippur, you could wear as long as it's not leather, you're okay. Everyone assumes this. Is it actually true? It's surprisingly unclear. Surprising. So there's one thing it tells us in our sugi here, and this is Beferish, right? It tells us that on Kuf Beis, on Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Sandal HaTafer BePishtin. If you have a sandal, meaning a rather leather sandal, but it's tied together, it's sewn together, the straps with pishtin, so you can't do chalitza with that shoe. Why? Because it says, "Van alecha tachash." It says, "By Yecheskel, when you left Mitzrayim, I had you wear shoes of tachash skin." So it says you can't, you have to have shoes, it has to be of leather, and therefore sewing it from linen, even though it's the ikur shoe is leather, but since it's sewed together with linen, so that's going to passel it from chalitza, because it says, tachash, is the mamash had to be tachash? No, the Gemara says, nal, extra two nals. It tells us anything as long as it's leather. So that's the din of Rav. And that's accepted to halacha. And that is the one really solid point here in the sugya, is that Rav holds that a chalitza shoe has to be leather, and that is accepted lahalacha. Now, first just about chalitza, and then we're going to move over to Yom Kippur. But by chalitza is this pashit, so the truth is if you learned the Gemara, you wouldn't have thought it was so pashit. We do take this lahalacha, but it's not so pashit, right? Because the Mishnah says if you're cholitz with the nal shel eitz, a wooden shoe, so the Mishnah says it works, it's kasher for chalitza. Right? Also, the Braisa says, the Braisa on Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Shteit in Braisa, that a minel shall sham, the shall sieve is kosher. It says if you have a shoe of sham, is some sort of reeds that they use to make some sort of shoe out of, or sieve, which is something woven from the, some sort of plant, from date tree, some sort of fiber, you make shoes like that, so the chalitza is good. Right? That's the braisa. The emes is in on the daf here in Tanam. You don't see any hint that it has to be leather, right? Pella. But lamaisa, that's what says harab. It has to be leather. Fine. It has to be leather. So what about the Mishnah? What about the Braisa? So Rava says regarding the Braisa, it says, Einachinam, the Braisa says this, but this is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Which Rabbi Meir? So surprising Rabbi Meir, in Pesach Shabbos, is talking about a kav hakiteya. A person is missing a foot and has a wooden foot, some sort of wooden foot being used, a prosthetic. That wooden foot, so the shail is can he go out with that on Shabbos? I'm just trying to talk about what exactly is the case. If he can't walk without it, so of course he can go out with it on Shabbos. It says talking, it's something there, maybe he's walking with some other crutch type things, but he's this wooden foot, so the Gemara assumes by us, it has to do with whether wood is a shoe or not. If you consider it a shoe, so then you could go out with it on Shabbos, because it's no different than wearing a shoe. If it's not like a shoe, so then we don't allow you to go out with it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that's the Mishnah says on Shabbos, the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir says that it is a shoe, and if you could go out with it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this wooden thing is you can't go with it on Shabbos, so Gemara understands it, because he says it's not a shoe, because it has to be leather. That's the way our Gemara understands this machlokes. And therefore the Gemara says that this braisa, Rava says, going like Rabbi Meir. But ain't a chinami. Rava says, he says, Rabbi Meir is not going like the Rabbanan. Right? L'chara referring to Rabbi Yossi, but he calls it the Rabbanan. This is not going like the Rabbanan. And therefore, this braisa is not l'halacha. Later the Gemara, Kav Gimel on the days, the Gemara says that, quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, achlis is good with a wooden shoe. And Shmuel says, this Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Shita of Rabbi Meir, but it's not the Shita of Rabbanan. Don't spell it out. The Feirish, but L'chorim means the Halacha is not like our Mishnah. Even though it's a Mishnah, but it's not the Halacha. And that's what Rav says. We have a Feirish. Rav says it has to be leather. Okay, it has to be leather. And therefore, all Roshon and Pasuk and Al-Gavi Chalitza, so the shoe has to be leather. Great. Now, what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur. So it's interesting, because the Gemara never says about Yom Kippur that as long as it's not leather, it's mutter. No such Gemara. What the Gemara does say is bayas. The Gemara says that an anapilya, if you're allowed to wear a cloth sock in Yom Kippur, and so too you're allowed to go on the harabayas with a cloth sock, and it's not a problem. And in fact, the Gemara says, so to even Rabbi Meir, he says that a wooden shoe you could do chalitza with, but not a cloth shoe. Why? So Rabbi says, because even Rabbi Meir holds that a shoe has to protect your foot. If it doesn't protect your foot, it's not a shoe. A sock is not a shoe, not just because of a special thing about nalcha tachash, not just a drasha about tachash, but it's not a shoe because it's not a shoe, it's a sock. So if it doesn't protect your foot, so that for sure is not a shoe. So the Gemara, though, does put them together, and it seems to say, just like the Mishnah says, that an anpilya, a sack, is not good for chalitza, so too, a sack is not a problem when you're going on harabais, and a sack, wearing socks, is not a problem on Yom Kippur. In that discussion there, Rava says Abaya says that if it's very comfortable, you wear something on your foot made out of cloth, but it's very comfortable, that's going to be aser. Because even though it's not a shoe, but on Yom Kippur, you can't have anything that's enjoyment. Right? On Yom Kippur, it says, "Venisim es nafsho seichem." It should be uncomfortable. But if you're wearing something very comfortable, but it's not a shoe, it's going to be aser. Rava says, no, by Yom Kippur, it has to be a nal. If it's not a nal, even if it's very comfortable, you wear, I don't know what, something very, very on your foot. You put something on your foot, like very, you know, good quality, wraps around your foot, and it feels very, very enjoyable walking. But if it's not a shoe, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. So that's what Rava says. And therefore he says, the reason why on Pelias, a sack is mutter on Yom Kippur is because it's not a shoe. Fine. So the takeaway from this Gemara could be is that, okay, so Yom Kippur also needs a shoe, Chalitza needs a shoe. For chalitza, the shoe has to be out of leather to qualify as a shoe. So too, by Yom Kippur, a non-leather shoe is not a shoe. Fine. Very nice. So that should be. But the Gemara in Yuma says something very different. Because the Gemara in Yuma adds something to the Braisa quoted by us. That is, this Braisa says that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi had a machlokas if you could go out with this wooden shoe on Shabbos, this wooden kafakiteya, if you could go out with it on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir said yes, Rabbi Yossi said no. But then it adds a few words. It says, V'shavin d'ani Yom Kippur is aser. It says, but they both agree, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi agree that on Yom Kippur is aser to wear this kafa kiteh. It's aser for this person to wear his wooden foot. Because it's like a wooden shoe, and you can't wear wooden on Yom Kippur. So it's quite favorish. That's what Rava says. Rava, he brings it down and he says, yes, kuli alma, that wood is minel. And he says, yeah, that's why it's aser on Yom Kippur. I said, what was machlokes on Shabbos? He says, no, that was a problem. They were more worried on Shabbos because they were afraid that you're going to come to carry it on Shabbos. But really, it's lagabi Yom Kippur. It's considered a shoe. Even wood is considered a shoe. And in Yuma, it doesn't bring any other opinion there. Doesn't say anything else. So the Rambam and the Baal Amar, they write there that therefore the halacha is that Yom Kippur, even a wooden shoe, as long as it protects your foot, it's usher to wear on Yom Kippur.
The Rambam.
The Rambam and the Baal Amar. And they say, aye, what about chalitza? We all pass going by chalitza. It's befeirish like befeirish the din of Rav. Needs to be leather. They say, yeah, it's true. That's true, but it's a different din. By chalitza, there's a gzeir shava, nal. We learn nal, gzeir shava, and we say that it has to be leather, right? A lot of things by chalitza are special, right? You said it's a chesed shel mitzvah, it's a different din. A special nal, right? There's a tzad, it had to be tachash to be for chalitza. But Yom Kippur, if it protects your foot, that's enough. And the svar is a beautiful svar. You know about Yom Kippur? It doesn't say you can't wear shoes on Yom Kippur. The Torah doesn't say that. It just says Benisim is nafsho seichem. Because I'll have a pasuk. They learn out that walking barefoot is considered to be an inui. But it doesn't say if this protects your foot, your foot's happy. So good. What does it have to be leather? It doesn't say anything about a shoe by Yom Kippur. So that's what they write. And I had a raya for them. It's such a strong raya. I was like, I don't say this raya, but it's just killer raya. Rav says that for chalitza, if it's even sewn together with linen, even if it's a leather shoe, it's possible for chalitza. Or is anyone going to say, if I have my shoes here, I have leather shoes, I can wear them on Yom Kippur, yeah? Because if you look at how they're sewn, they're not sewn with leather, right? It's, I don't know exactly what the sewn was, but it doesn't look like leather to me. So let me wear on Yom Kippur. Right? It's my shoes, it's everyone's shoes, I assume. I've never seen anyone's shoes sewn with leather, right? So we can wear everything on Yom Kippur. So I thought that was a shtak raya. I don't totally have a great way out of that. Okay, that's okay. Fine. So that is a mahalach. Also, why do people all seem happy wearing these nice sneakers on Yom Kippur? So it's because the Shulchan Aruch Pascha is like the Milchamos. The Milchamos takes issue with the Baal Amar and the Rambam. He says no, and it seems to be passed to the Rif, like the Milchamos. He says no. You cannot be Mechalek between Chalitza and Yom Kippur. He just says he thinks that's Pashat. Right, and our sugya, Rava says that Yom Kippur is dafka when it's a nal. Stam enjoyable things on Yom Kippur, not us unless it's a nal. And therefore he says it's pashit. We have the din of Rav. We have art. Gemara clearly seems to come out that the sheet of Shabbanon is a nal, has to be leather, and therefore if it's not leather, it's not a nal. So what do I do with Gemara and Yuma? It says, okay, fine. The Gemara and Yuma was learning that Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara and Yuma really were saying that they agree by Yom Kippur. Why? Because both Rabbi Yossi and Rav Meir hold that a wooden shoe is a shoe. And they'll say you can even do chalitza with a wooden shoe. And a chinam. But we don't hold that way. And since we don't hold that way by chalitza, so too by Yom Kippur. Since by chalitza we hold it has to be leather, so too by Yom Kippur it's only on surface leather. So that's what the Rabban says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch goes with. What's shver about it is you learn our Gemara is just shver, because our Gemara quotes Rav Yossi and Rav Meir, and our Gemara seems to say that Rav Yossi and Rav Meir were arguing about what type of shoe works for chalitza, and the Gemara doesn't quote it here, but in Yuma it says the end of that brisa was they agree by Yom Kippur. So the our Gemara here, what did it do with the end of the price that says they agree by Yom Kippur? So Mistam or Ar Gemara must have held was that Yom Kippur is not necessarily like Yibum, like Chalitza.
What's the machlokas about the cloth?
About?
Cloth from Yom
Kippur. Right. So you have to say, you could say, is they were talking about, Enochinami Rava was saying Yom Kippur needs a nal. But he was all talking in the Shita, right? The Shita, which the Gemara, for the most part, was going with, which is, he's talking, the Brice here that tells you that a even for Chalitza, what the Mishnah was saying, even a Chalitza works with a wooden shoe. And therefore, what's a shoe? A shoe means it protects the foot. If a shoe means it protects the foot, then it's very understandable that Yom Kippur, the Isser, was only with something that protects the foot. And his point was to say that a sack is not a problem of Yom Kippur because it's not a shoe. It has to be a shoe. Good. It has to be a shoe. But when we make this jump by Chalitza and we say Chalitza, we're going to Halacha, Nal. There's a special Kzeres of Kasev, even if it's a beautiful, wonderful shoe, but still it's not leather, it's a Kzeres of Kasev, it's not a Chalitza shoe. So then Rafa never thought to learn that over to Yom Kippur. That was the Rambam, the Balmor Shita, that no. Enochinami needs a nal. It can't just be, you know, wrapping cloth around your foot, but it has to be, if it's mugging, so then what could the problem be? So that's the machlokus, and the Rambam said, no, Yom Kippur needs a nal. In Torah we find nal by Chalitza's leather, it has to be leather. So that's the machlokus. So that's the machlokus, and just to say the lemaisa that comes out of us. So lemaisa comes out. I was happy to see it's not as posh as people think. The Mishnah Berurah brings that Achronim are cholik on the Shulchan Aruch. The Chaznish was cholik, the Chasam Sofer. And I'll just read you what he says. I don't mean to give people guilt feelings, but you know, it's something to think about. You know, Yom Kippur, we want to have every chomer in the world. So I'll just read what the Mishnah Berurah says. Tafrei Shudas of Katan Hey. He says that Rova, Shulchan Aruch's Mekel and Rova Mekel, but he says therefore he says v'ine afshe ein limchos b'yad hamakilim, you shouldn't be mocha the people are Mekel shashulchan v'rova achronim makilim mikol makom misha efshelo nachol nahachmer b'zeh leilich ben paliel shel beged. He says misha efshelo, it's nachon to be machmer to on Yom Kippur go with cloth sacks. And cloth sacks are with something that you still feel, they don't protect you completely from the floor. You know, if you step on pebbles, you'll still feel uncomfortable. So it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah, but you know, the more you learn, like there's some chumras I like, some chumras I don't like, but one of the things that you learn is you actually understand the chumrah, where it's coming from, you realize it's not, it is, you know, it could be in a sidereisa, and it is like after shonim, who are machmer. Just to know that. The other point just to mention is they were talking about wood. Right? The postman was talking about wood. We have rubber. Right? Rubber. And we have sneakers that could be cloth. And at least, they're talking about sandals here, right? So we're talking about the bottom of your foot. They protect your foot. Rubber protects your foot every bit as good as leather. Maybe better than leather. I enjoy more than leather, right? Oh, you finally got sneakers there.
Still Crocs.
Oh, still Crocs. Okay, but it's probably rubber, yeah? Fine. So is that even, is that mutter? Is that even less than leather? And Shlomo Zalman says, yes, because there's a cost of leather, but not everyone thought that was so pashat. Rabbi Yashiv and Rav Nissim Karelis, Rav Karp also, they say, no, there's a good reason to say that Lagabi Yom Kippur, it's all about the Nisim Asnaf Shosechem. If it works just like leather, it's just as good as leather, who says anyone would have been matter? Who says anyone would have been matter? I'll tell you something interesting. This is bothering me. How do we know this Chalitza Shoe needs leather? Banalcha Tachash. Okay. Stam Gzeirs HaKasim. Gzeirs HaKasim. So it's a funny thing to have Stam say Stam Gzeirs HaKasim. It's a Pasuk in Yecheskel. Gzeir Shava. Something like Yosei Mitzrayim came out with Tachash shoes, but like, what? How do we know from that what a nal is? In cultural code, that tells what a nal is. Yeah, possibly. Look, you look at Rashi in the Mishnah. He says something very interesting. He says a nal is only a nal if it protects your foot. Right? He's explaining the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, Shaloke Helchasa, because it says v'nal chatachesh, and a nal chatachesh is leather, and leather protects your foot. So l'chayru could be is that okay? Leather is the best, so you have to have the best. For chalitza, it has to be the best. But you're not telling me that it has to, it just has to be, even Yom Kippur, it doesn't have to be mamash chalitza shoe, it doesn't have to be sewn with leather thread, but it has to be as choshev like leather shoe. What are we saying? We're nalcha takash, the spitz shoe. A real shoe is a good protection of leather. So therefore, it has to be leather. Chazal was saying it has to be leather. It has to be a good shoe is leather. But to tell me that they had in mind that, oh, it's like mamash gzeres hakasev, a magical gzeres hakasev. So by chalitza, I can maybe hear it, right? We saw Rabbeinu Tam says, chefs shal mitzvah, it has to be behemoth tahora. But you want to tell me by a shofar, it has to be, even if you have a horn that's just as good as a shofar, but it's made out of plastic, okay, it's not a shofar, that I understand. But you're talking about Yom Kippur, v'nisim v'snaf shoseichem, if it's a shoe that's just as good as a leather shoe, right? It's not a gzeres hakasev here, it doesn't have to be sewn with leather. It's a shoe. If you'd ask me, I'd say it's a shoe. A shoe is a shoe, right? So therefore, there are those who say, Rav Yashiv says that even there's more reason to be machmir than just the Mishnah Brura. Even the Mishnah Brura says it's good to be machmir, but there's even more reason to be machmir because maybe we should be choshesh. This man is there that our sneakers, comfortable sneakers, so that perhaps has it been even more reason to be machmir. Okay. If I say, sorry, I'm always sorry when I give chumras, but I shouldn't be sorry. Okay, I'm not saying don't feel guilty. L'maisa, you'll go with the min klal Yisrael and Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramban is very good. I don't mean to take away, but there's always room to be machmer and all of chumras, all yisbech chumras, and charei, you know. It's okay. All right. Let's just go inside because I don't want to. What? Oh, now on Yom Kippur, there's a heter that when you're walking outside, if it's going to be very uncomfortable, there's a heter to wear shoes.